You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Akum learning Torah, Ben Noach learning Torah. Tosfos and Chagiga says, we're over Lifnei Iver if we teach a Akum Torah. Now I'll teach a Akum Torah because of Lifnei Iver. We asked according to the Shita that if you're not Muzer and that Isser, there's no Lifnei Iver. What's Tosfos' question, Lifnei Iver? If you don't have the Isser, there's no Lifnei Iver. Rabbi Minchas Chinah's question. So we said that since it's part of Gezel or part of Arayas, so Vada, if I marshal somebody in stealing mine, you can say, well, you don't have the Issa. Of course I have. It's not the Pshah, I don't have the Issa Gezel. It's my money. Even in a Chayv Beimetmei, I don't have that. So Memela, there's no Lifnei Iver to Goy, because I don't have that type of Issa. Mefacheses, I don't have that type of Issa. That's the Mun Shmuel. But or let's say, which is not true, but to be marshal a Koyin, make a Shidduch Koyin with a, tell a Koyin, meet me in Jeffra funeral home. So according to this, it's not even Lifnei Iver. We'll talk about that. But according to what he says, it sounds like that way. Because if I don't have the Issa, so the Memela, I don't have the Issa of Lifnei Iver. Lifnei Iver is an extension of my Issa. But over here, there's an Issa Gezel. It's just, it belongs to me. So Bacha asked me, very shtaka kasha. There's a clause called Mi'ikamidi. Mi'ikamidi means that the Gemara says that let's take Puvu. Right? Puvu was given to all mankind. Right? It was given to all mankind. Which parsha? Chinuch brings it in Brachos. There are those who say, no, that's bracha. Noach is the mitzvah. And Masha says, when you know woman is pater, kivshua, that's in Brachos. It's all big tumul. All big tumul. But whatever it is, Goyim, Benoach had the mitzvah of Puvu. And then it was taken away from them. So one says, maybe the opposite, maybe it stays by them, and we don't have it. So one says, like a mead, you can't have something that the Goy should be more Kaddish than us. In the Mela, you can't have something that's us to a Goy, that's mutter to us. So for instance, we'll say Tais, because it's easier to understand, abortion. Shefech dama adam, ba'adam dama yeshofech. So Pashup Shat means somebody who murders, somebody who shefech dama adam, ba'adam, through the process of bezdin, dama yeshofech. The word ba'adam is extra. Because we understand, there's a bezdin, they have bed, but they didn't. So Mar makes a drasha, shefech dama adam ba'adam. One of the Lamed Bey's Midas Satiras, you can read the Pasuk, not the way it's really says, with the Trump. Ezu Adam Shehu Ba'adam, what's a human being that's in a human being? Have you ever seen Uba B'mei Imai? So he gets killed. Factitis, but by us it's not true. If you kill an Uba, you're not Chayv Misa. Taisis and a Chanami, it's still Asa. In other words, if it's Asa to them, the Shal is what's the Issa, that's a different Shmur. But it, since it's Asa to them, it must be Asa to us. Taisis says a few kashas. Gezel lesson Shavapruta. Taisis says, we also have an Issa, less a Shavapruta, different Issa. Eivim and Achai, it's still Asal's Ben Tmeya. They have Eivim, like we discussed last week, they have Eivim and Achai of Behemet Tmeya. We don't have it. Yeah, but it's still Asa to us because of Behemet Tmeya. It doesn't matter what the name it is. It's Asa. Factitis, Asa Lulmai Taira, in Allah learn Taira. We don't have that Issa of
Behemet Taira. It's a mitzvah.
Right, so Taisa's answer is because it's a mitzvah. So Bacha asked me, what does Taisa have to answer that for? They, if it's Gezel or Arayas, so of course, it is now Mikimidi. It's like saying, how could a guy be also to steal from me? I'm allowed to steal for myself. I'm not stealing for myself. It's mine. There's two places Tosfos has these kashas. One is in Sanhedrin, Nuntes, and the other one is in Chulin Lamed Gimel. So in Sanhedrin, Nuntes, Tosfos asks from Shabbos, how come they have to work? And we don't have that Issa. A guy Shabbos is Chayv Misa, and we're not. So Tosfos says also because it's a mitzvah, which is a little shver. It's not that simple because it doesn't mean Dafka Shabbos. It means Sunday, Monday also. It says in the Gemara, Filu Monday, which the Miri, by the way, says the real gears is Sunday. They're afraid to put it in. It's really Sunday too. They're afraid to write Sunday, so they wrote Monday. That's what the Miri writes. But a koponim. So Tosfos says, because it's a mitzvah. So you say, how come Tosfos and Sanhedrin didn't ask from Talmud Torah? So he wanted Titus Baruch Hu, that's why Tosfos, because of what his Teretz is. Aruch Hanes says that the reason Tosfos only asked from Shabbos and didn't ask from Lima Torah is because Lima Torah is Gezel, Lima Torah is Arayas. Of course it's Mi'ikamidi. It's like saying, this guy can't live with my wife, but I could live with my wife because she's a wife. He has an Issa Eishes. What's it got to do with it? She's an Eishes because of me. But the problem is, Tosfos Sanhedrin does ask this, and the answer is because of mitzvah. The point of Vizhur Rav, I wanted to time it that from the Rambam, it's not so posh what this is. And Bemison, the Tu Evan himself says, what do you mean gezel? What are you stealing exactly? What are you stealing? What did you take away from me? What is it that you took away from me?
What is my uniqueness.
What? My uniqueness. So what does it mean? Oh. That's not called stealing, be'etzem. That's not called stealing. I mean, what? I'm saying, what makes this clock? Who owns this clock? What? No, wait. Answer the question. Who owns it? Me. Thank you. Okay. In front of a Jirov Taka, they say one time, two guys were fighting over a talis. You know, once it's Zayam Ashleiv, Zayam Ashleiv, fighting. So they came to Ponovitcherov. He had a tremendous sense of humor. You know, Yid went through so much sorrows, but Yashver was very close to him, right? So he said, the yeshiva is mine, the talis is mine, Altsdo is mine, everything here is So what makes a mine? You have a clock, everybody's looking at it. You have a beautiful garden, right? Everybody, ooh, beautiful. One day you decide to cut all the roses are beautiful. You want it beautiful, but the other people can be nana too. What is it wrong, right? What's with it? So let's first see the Rambam. The Rambam says like this. In Perek Yud, Halacha, Perek Yud.
In what?
In Melacha, sorry. Perek Yud, Halacha, Tes. Goy she'osek b'tayra, chayv misa. Lo yasek al b'shivas mitzah shalem b'vah. That he's allowed to learn, right? Again, goy she'shavas. So he says,
you are listening to benstorah.com.
I don't know what that means exactly. What do you do? But my din is you should have misa. Aba ein nerag. So Kesef Mishnah says, why not? Why isn't he killed? Why is he not killed? If the Gemara says chayv misa. So Bemis and Peradar from the Rambam, Chuvas and Rambam, he says, the other place says nerag. Over here it says chayv misa. Rambam himself is oimid on that. And he says, "Masha kosav ein nerag who mishum desvir leidein nerag al sheva mitzvos." Aida Gemara says, "Akum shosav b'tar b'chal geza k'siv lano marasha omu rasa b'chal arayas." Sever benu shehein asmachtois ba'alma. So many people understood. Many achrayim understood that the Kesef Mishnah is saying it's a smacht. It's not really is the raisa. It's clear not that when I saw Avul Yoshev also says this. The Gemara asks Akasha, how could you tell me you guys not allowed to learn Torah? Rameya says, Menayin shafilu akum, sho'is b'Torah reyu kikoyin godol, shenema v'chai behem. Right? Hashiyase oisa ha'odom v'chai behem. Right? Kohanu levim Yisrael lo nema elo ha'odom. Mekan that even a guy that's oisa b'Torah. So Gemara says, that's seven mitzvahs they do. In their seven mitzvahs, stakam mayridika madrega eps, mayridika zach. The Gemara says, a guy is oisik b'tayrim, he gets to know the seven mitzvahs better. Right? Tais is asked over there, ha'odom is, Adam always means atam kurim adam. So Tais says, there's a difference between Adam and ha'odom. Ha'odom, Adam. The Tais Yomta says, because it's like a miyat, Adam v'lo akum, ha'odom is another miyat, ein miyat acha miyat al rabbis. But the Balei Musa say, like this, Adam is a human being. Mizan and the human being, okay? Ha'adam, who thinks he's the man? They think they're the man. The man. But Akafwanim, he's the only one who exists. But the Gemara is asking Kash from a pasuk. If it's Durabanan, what's the Kash? It's an Isidurabanan. What was the Gemara's Kash? That Pasht is, it's Mashra the Gemara's Duraisa. So Rav Yosef himself says, what does it mean a smachta? It's a smachta from this pasuk that it's asa. It's a smachta from this pasuk, but it's asa. Chazal makabel that it's asa. There's an issa there. Or this pasuk tells you there's an issa, but it's a smachta that it's called gezel. Meaning, so that's what the Pen of Yisrov said. The Pen of Yisrov says it's not really called gezel, like we said before. You're not taking any way a thing from it. You're not being mezana. What are you being mezana? So he says over there, the Pen of Yisrov, that the pshan the pasuk is telling you it's a form of gezel, it's a form of this, but it's not real gezel. Therefore, you can't a mitzvah that's only a form. You don't get killed. Gezel, you get killed. That's what the Kesef Mishnah says. You get killed for gezel. It's not the pshat. This is what the Kesef Mishnah says. It's seven mitzvahs, and this is not one of them. He doesn't say, oh, it's only the rabban. It's the raisa. But we have a kabbalah that you get killed for gezel, for dinim, for this, for that. Something outside of that, you don't get killed. The pasuk's just telling us, Moirasha, Murasa, it's like Gezel. So Memela, on there we say, Taisa says, that type of thing you can ask, Mi'ikamidi. They have something called, maybe it's wrong to take something, so Taisa, but it's a mitzvah, right? Mashenkein Taisa correctly in Sanhedrin, hold no, it's Mamash Adin Gezel. Since it's a Din Gezel, Taisa didn't ask a Mi'ikamidi. But the Nakuda is that it's not, doesn't mean Gezel in its classical sense or rice. Classical sense. It's the pshat is, a guy all of a sudden does something with an Isha Sish. It's not an error, Vanessa, but it's not the right thing to do. Talking to Rambam brings all kinds of things not to do, not to wink at an Isha Sish, not to smell the perfume on an Isha Sish. These are things that can one say it's nus, and the Rambam calls it sort of as nus, but what is it? Loisinaf, right? In Chazal it says loisaneaf. You're not allowed to smell the perfume of a lady. You can't be nenefin. She's miyuchat to this. That's what it means. It's a different type of thing.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.